Neo Solutions Incorporated, which operates neo-banking startup Neo, has acquired mutual funds focused investment platform Goalwise. Neo said the company, along with its co-founders Vinay Bagri and Virender Beesht has picked up a majority stake in Alpha Front Finserve Private Limited, which runs the mutual fund platform, in a cash and stock deal. Neo did not disclose the financial or equity details of the transaction. Goalwise and Squo's founding members will join Neo and Squo's leadership and head a unit Neo Wealth as an independent vertical within the company. The overall acquisition is in line with the Neo banking firm and Squo's goal of building a comprehensive product suite for its user base, Neo said. And we strongly believe in the importance of investing and helping our customers achieve their life goals of financial stability and independence. The acquisition of Goalwise is a significant step in that direction, Bagri said. Goalwise co-founder and chief executive officer Swapnil Bhaskar said the move would also help in accelerating product roadmaps and introducing more financial products for the two firms and combined customer base. Goalwise and set up by Bhaskar, Ank Chaudhry, and Savitri Bobd in 2015 has more than 60,000 users on its platform with 850 crore in assets under management. Its audience mainly consists of salaried millennials in tier I locations with a median income of 10 lakh rupees. In May 2016, VC Circle exclusively reported that the financial technology startup had raised funding from a group of high net worth individuals, HNIs. At the time, Bhaskar said that the investors were associated with the financial services sector. Neo and also set up in 2015, has offices in Bengaluru, Delhi, and Mumbai with a sales presence in over 20 states and union territories. The company says it offers co-branded products in partnership with banks. These include services for blue-collar workers, international travelers, and millennials. In July last year, Neo raised $35 million, around 240.2 crore, in a Series B funding round from investors including Chinese conglomerate Tencent, Horizons Ventures, and Jay's Capital. The company said it would use that capital to offer digital banking solutions to its retail and small and medium enterprise customer base.